Hey everybody, welcome to 2ZQ Hot Takes, where we discuss issues both big and small. I am your host, the very handsome Tim Kirk, and this time, I'll be talking about jargon. Nerd speak, corpo speak, or corporate speak, modern slang, and a touch of gay slang for 2024. From Business Insider, 13 slang words Gen Zers are using in 2024 and what they really mean. Just like the generations before them, Gen Z uses an extensive list of slang words. Bussin', ick, and mid are popular among Gen Zers. Social media helps slang spread rapidly, but proper credit is often lost along the way. Just like fashion, slang goes in and out of style. Think about it. When was the last time you heard anyone say YOLO or da bomb or tubular unironically? Social media has made it even harder to keep up with trends, as anyone and everyone can share and adopt others' use of language. John Bauch, a linguist at Washington University in St. Louis, told Business Insider last year, even though slang has always existed, the emergence of social media has created a situation where the potential for slang virality has increased. While this can be an exciting opportunity for people to connect and bond over language, one major issue is appropriation. Many of the slang words attributed to Gen Z, defined by the Pew Research Center as anyone born between 1997 and 2012, were created by members of marginalized communities, most notably Black and LGBTQ plus minorities, which often aren't credited for their contributions. I'll say. The language is shared online in circles of people who understand its nuance, and it's later appropriated by those who don't know where it came from or fully understand how to use it. And it's easy for those who do use it to see when it's being used incorrectly. Gen Z values authenticity more than older generations did. Chad Kessler, who was then the global brand president at American Eagle, told Business Insider, or BI, in 2019, Gen Z wants to support and participate in brands that they believe in and reflect them. He added, they are loyal to brands that they feel understand them and reflect their values. As slang continues to evolve daily, in person and on the internet, all these words and phrases are subject to their respective ends when they're axed from public use and deemed uncool. But at least for now, here are 13 slang terms Gen Z is using in 2024 and what they mean. If you're told to do something for the plot, it means to do it for the experience. Saying for the plot is a fun way for Gen Z to encourage each other to do the crazy, fun things that make storytelling fun when you're older. Urban Dictionary defines for the plot as the conscious decision to see yourself as the main character of the story that is your life, adding, you maintain the outlook that every moment, good or bad, is merely a plot point for your larger narrative. Whether you swipe right on Tinder or go out spontaneously on a Tuesday night, it's all about the plot. Still popular from 2023, someone with rizz has charisma. It's true, Gen Z has an affinity for abbreviations. A person with riz is confident, charming, and generally successful in romantic endeavors. An ick is a turnoff. Ah, the ick. The term first gained widespread popularity years ago after the Love Island contestant Olivia Attwood, now Olivia Attwood Dack, used it during season 3, but the ick remains a staple in Gen Z's vocabulary. Now, I can stop right there and I can tell you that in 1989, I visited San Francisco and met some gay boys, and they were the first people I knew who used the ick. They described straight people who made them feel uncomfortable as icky. Now, according to BI, if someone gives you the ick, it means they've turned you off either through their actions or behaviors or something they said. Like I said, from 1989. BI reported icks could come from actions as small as using the wrong emoji in conversations to as large as treating a service industry worker poorly. It's all about personal preference. And of course, if someone lives rent-free in your mind, you think about them a lot. We know about that one. And of course, a mother is a popular term of endearment for female celebrities that originated in LGBTQ+ communities. I know myself from going back into the 80s that a mother was usually referred to as an older gay male who gave safe harbor to younger gay males who were at risk. These were generally kind, saintly guys who didn't want anything in return from these kids who they knew would be out on the streets and could get into trouble and could hustle and didn't have real jobs or were throwaways or runaways. And they gave them a room and a place to crash, let them wash their clothes, fed them, gave them a little extra money here and there, and they called them their mothers. And this goes back to the 80s as far as I remember. So, the New York Times reported last year that the term came from the Black and Latino LGBTQ+ ballroom scene, a queer subculture in which members are organized into so-called houses often led by a mother. Mother is a woman deserving of your respect who's had a profound influence on your life. Yeah, I kind of agree, you know, but I also think of the gay men who did these things quite selflessly for younger boys they knew would otherwise wind up in dire circumstances. Michaela J. Rodriguez played a house mother in the groundbreaking series Pose and told the New York Times that anyone should be able to use a term that is trending, but that it's important to know where it came from. The boundaries are knowing where it came from, always letting the world know where the culture came from, she added. Well, I can say that my own experience says something a little bit different than what is popularly known as the etymology of the term mother. Now, if a person ate, they executed something flawlessly. And there's a photograph of Zendaya at the Australian premiere of Challengers in March, where she's dressed beautifully. Often associated with fashion and beauty, saying someone ate is a way of expressing they look amazing and did a great job. Look at almost any picture of Zendaya on the red carpet and you'd be correct to say she ate. Furthermore, left no crumbs is a continuation of ate that's used as additional emphasis. If you hear she ate, you may often hear and left no crumbs immediately after. The additional phrase helps emphasize how perfect the person's execution was, though it can be used on its own too. For example, Blake Lively ate and left no crumbs at the Met Gala. That means she executed the theme flawlessly. Bussin' or bus means it's very good. Often used to describe food, bussin is a word that originated in the Black community and means extremely good or delicious, per Merriam-Webster. So if your kid says dinner tonight was bussin, just know you did a great job. Something is mid if it falls short of expectations. Whether it's a dress on the red carpet, a new TV show, or a pasta recipe, something that's mid is mediocre. As BI reported about Kaley Cuoco's 2024 Critics' Choice Awards gown missed the mark, so it should be also described as mid. Now, you know, interesting to me is I hear the word fairy being used by younger people all the time. And I sort of get it, but I don't really quite get it because I think people have their own nuance and there's a difference on how people say fair. Because I understand, you know, if you say it's fair to say something about somebody else, but people think fair has a different connotation than what has classically or, historically been used on a regular basis. To be fair is to have a level playing ground so that you have an equal opportunity to both compete and to defend yourself. Now, fair is a term that I think is being used in different ways, and the connotations depend on the user. Now, another word to say focus is lock in. You can lock in on an assignment, cleaning your apartment, or even a video game. Now, there's also let him cook, means don't stop him from doing his thing. While NC State ultimately lost to Purdue in the Final Four, DJ Burns Jr. was a standout in the 2024 March Madness tournament. His coaches clearly saw how impactful his performance was in their tournament run and decided to let him cook. Okay. Why call yourself delusional when you can say DeLulu? As we've already established, Gen Z loves abbreviations. DeLulu simply means delusional. Rapp, a 24-year-old Gen Zer, famously told the Today Show last year that what gave her confidence was delusion. She followed up on her comments in Gem magazine this year, saying, "It's so interesting because I feel like delusion is cute now." Okay. As the kids say, DeLulu is the Salulu. Delusion is the solution. And of course, sus, which has been around for a while, is short for suspicious. Love is Blind fans know that Sarah Ann Bix and Jeremy Lutinsky's behavior on season 6 was sus. Like Chelsea Blackwell, who I have absolutely no idea is, and neither do I know anything about Love is Blind, said in the reunion, "Who really stays out talking to someone who's not their fiancé until 5 a.m.? And can you really trust someone who lies about their location even after they've shared it?" Didn't add up. Well, that's so much for Gen Z's slang. Now we move on to QWERTY, which had a quiz. How well do you know your gay slang? I'm proud to say, on first pass, I got a 20 out of 20. And I'm not going to go through all of these because a few of these are a little on the explicit side, but I will definitely go over a few of them. Gay slang is more than just a collection of catchy phrases. It's a vibrant language that knits the LGBTQ plus community together, offering a sense of belonging and shared identity. These terms do more than define objects or actions, they narrate stories, embody emotions, and bridge connections, enriching our interactions and fostering a deeper understanding of each other's experiences. Venture into any gay bar, stroll through Instagram, or log onto platforms like Grindr, and you'll encounter a dynamic lexicon that's as diverse as the community itself. But first, what does the pair of eyes emojis signify in hookup apps? And it is a cartoon emoji of two eyes, open wide, looking in the same direction. And it means looking for some adult fun. What does the word safe signify in an adult context? And it means a fan of safe intimacy. Now that means taking precautions, safe sex, taking the appropriate prep, and using condoms and lube and doing everything you can to make sure that the person you're going to be intimate with is as sexually safe as you are. What does HMU stand up for in tech speak? And of course it means hit me up. And what is a beard? And if you don't know what this means at this point, it means a person who pretends to be someone's partner to conceal their homosexuality. It's usually a painfully obvious fake romantic partner. What is being inquired about when someone asks, into? And of course, the answer is your adult bedroom preferences. I'm going to go over a few more. And what does FWB stand for in relationship slang? And that applies to straight people as well, but gay people use it very often. Of course, it means friends with benefits. What does NPNC stand for on dating apps? It means no pic, no chat. I'm not going to go after a few of these others. Here's what does DL stand for? Of course, it means the down low, and that's been around for quite some time as well. And here's one that I think a lot of straight people do not understand or have never heard, but we do in the gay community. What does it mean if a person is a gold star gay? A gold star gay is a gay person who has never had romantic relationships with the opposite sex. Somehow we're awarded a gold star for never experiencing anything romantic with a member of the opposite sex. Now, this one is something you'd have to be concerned about because I think it really stands for dangerous, unsafe behavior. PNP means party and play. Usually means that someone is going to be using drugs that wind up not being in your best interest. So I would avoid PNP. I also don't use dating apps, so it doesn't mean anything to me. And of course, what does throwing shade mean? And this has been around for a long time, and I first heard this from a gentleman who was heterosexual and a DJ well over 30 years ago. What does throwing shade means? And it means insulting someone subtly or indirectly. I'm not going to answer two more questions because that's a little bit too explicit. And the question is, what does it mean when someone says they can't host? And the answer is they can't have people over, usually due to circumstances. Either they're cheating on someone, or they're staying with people, or whoever they're with is uncomfortable about them having a short-term casual relationship with someone who is going to enter their home, and they're uncomfortable with a stranger in their home for a number of reasons, or you're not being honest. What does a hookup refer to? It means meeting someone and engaging in adult activities. What does bear refer to? It means a large, typically hairy, gay male. Usually these guys can sing and they can cook, just as an aside. What does NSA mean in the context of relationships? And I think this applies to everyone, not just gay people. It means no strings attached. And what does it mean if someone wants to have a kiki? Now, I thought kiki is about 12 years too old, but it means having a small informal gathering among friends. I would have thought that was obsolete. Now, we go to the Daily Edition, and this is written by Harris Sokol. Every word contains an imprint of its history, even corporate jargon. Case in point, Chris Anderson, the former editor-in-chief of Wired, has been updating this giant list of words people use to sound smart since 2020. It's etymology coded, meaning he's grouped words by their discipline of origin. And two heavy hitters in Zoom calls these days are bandwidth and signal to noise, and they come from electrical engineering. They were once used by radio operators. In fact, so many of the words we throw around in meetings were plucked from science, math, and military jargon. A few more examples, over-index instead of bias, comes directly from statistics. Mission creep is a military term originally used to describe U.S. involvement in the Somali Civil War. Exponential growth is obviously from math, though most of the time, graphs people casually call exponential in meetings are actually polynomial. And I had to look up polynomial. From dictionary, mathematics. A polynomial is an expression of more than two algebraic terms, especially the sum of several terms that contain different powers of the same variables. From Wikipedia. In mathematics, a polynomial is a mathematical expression consisting of indeterminates and coefficients that involves only the options of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and positive integer powers of variables. An example of a polynomial is a single indeterminate x is x squared minus 4x plus 7. Well, that answers that. And then he writes, here's my favorite, by far the weirdest, light cone. It's a physics term, meaning all the light emitted from a point in space that smart-seeming people use to mean full extent. Sam Altman once dropped light cone in a sentence during a TechCrunch interview. I thought it was the most pretentious phrase I'd ever heard. What do you think? If OpenAI cracks AGI, it could capture the light cone of all future value in the universe. And there is a diagram showing two cones meeting on the plane where space and time merge, and the observer is at the axis in the middle, and the plane is called the hypersurface of the present. So time goes up and you see the future light cone, and as time goes down you see the past light cone, which doesn't seem to make much sense to me. He writes again, may you all find the bandwidth you need to titrate your distractions and seek signal in the noise today. Now, I had to look up titrate because I had no idea what that word meant. So, titrate. Titrate is a verb that means to determine the quantity of a given constituent by adding a liquid reagent of known strength and measuring the volume necessary to convert the constituent to another form. It is a common laboratory method of quantitative chemical analysis to determine the concentration of an identified analysis. From chemistry. It is to ascertain the quantity of a given constituent by adding the liquid reagent of a known strength and measuring the volume necessary to convert the constituent to another form. Well, that's a few answers for titrate, and they don't seem to have anything to do with the business corpo speak, so I'm going to avoid using that term going forward. Unless, of course, at the end of the day, I circle back after putting a pin in it. The one that gets me the most, which is kind of groovy, but it's also a little on the pretentious side, is the Nerd Urban Dictionary. And this comes from the platform known as Medium, and it was written by a fellow by the name of Chris Anderson. A crowdsourced list of sci-tech biz words that nerds use to signal that they are smart. These are perfectly good words in their native sci-tech biz context, but risk being pretentious when utilized in day-to-day conversation. Note, many of these terms are more precise than their common use matches. That's okay. The whole point of this list is that increased precision does not compensate for decreased accessibility to a non-technical audience. Also, the instead of below does not imply what the word actually means in its precise definition. It refers to how the word is often used outside of a technical context, which is to say either wrongly or unnecessarily. When they said that, they just really meant this. It suggests a simpler way to get the point across without losing people with jargon. From statistics, priors, instead of assumptions. If you want to get really nerdy, you can say posteriors instead of conclusions. All political discussion on Twitter is just people confirming their priors. N instead of many. It's really an n-dimensional problem. N of one instead of unique. He's an N of one. Good luck beating him. Dimensions, dimensional, instead of sides, sided. Over-index instead of bias. Perhaps you're over-indexing on your Bay Area experience. Non-zero possibility instead of not impossible. There's a non-zero possibility that Trump could win again. Tail risks instead of rare risks, aka black swans. We need to start thinking about the tail risks of climate change. Oh God, please. Please. Causal structure. There is something known as causal AI. So I'm sure this is going to be misapplied by people who really want other people to think that they're smart and they know what they're talking about. Causal structure instead of underlying reason. There must be some causal structure behind why this happened. Again, stochastic instead of random or statistically probable but not certain. The stochastic nature of social mobility. Likewise, deterministic instead of predictable. Overweighting instead of favoring. We have overweighted the banking sector. Monotonic instead of keeps going the way it's going, as opposed to goes up and down. Superlinear, sublinear, instead of growing faster or slower than expected. Bimodal instead of two groups. Pareto frontier instead of best. Now, Pareto is also used in different business methodology. Datum, singular. Data, plural, as in the data show. Or the time to resume operations is a key datum in probabilistic risk assessment. Just use data, singular. The data shows a decrease in visitors to state parks, and never use datum. From mathematics, orthogonal instead of unrelated. My political views are orthogonal to this conversation about you finishing your salad, young lady. Asymptote instead of limit. Him, our relationship seems to be approaching asymptote, so let's get married. Her, when you put it that way, no. And this one seems to rub me the wrong way somehow. Calculus. Instead of calculation, strategy, or approach, my calculus on this deal is that we charge them more than it costs us. Well, that is completely incorrect. Function of instead of due to. My daytime naption is a function of your nighttime snoring. Parameters instead of factors. Parameterize, dimensionalize instead of specify. Factor, verb instead of simplify. Modulo instead of aside from. I'm a vegetarian, modulo bacon bits. Globally instead of overall. Set instead of group. Well, I do use the word data set. Exponential growth instead of fast growth. As it happens, most growth people describe as exponential is actually polynomial, although in fairness, nerds are less guilty of that than most. QED instead of proven or shown, but usually, there we go, is sufficient. First order, second order, third order, instead of obvious, less obvious, etc. Surface area instead of scope or likelihood. If you want to increase your surface area for serendipity, it is fine to have a longer tail of small allocations in your portfolio. Extra points for the long tail reference, which I have humbly omitted from this list. Now, I could say when I was working on NBBC.com, the idea of what was known as a long tail player was a video player that was virtually standalone without being attached to a larger organization. Formally, instead of strictly speaking, asymptotic instead of approximate, forcing function instead of reason, topology instead of landscape, Platonic ideal instead of just ideal. People say Plato's concept, but he's actually referred to as Platon by very many people who do know. Plato's concept of geometrically perfect basic forms on which more complex geometry is based, but in regular use, it's typically unnecessary and showy. From medicine, cohort instead of group. Sophia has joined a fun cohort in her Zoom kindergarten. Apoptosed instead of died. My last brain cell of the week apoptosed at the word HTML5 supercomputer. Metastasize instead of get worse. Hypertrophic instead of enlarged. A particular version of distorted hypertrophic progressivism that took hold in the 1970s may have had and still be having quite significantly stifling effects. Regimen instead of a plan. By the way, this is often mispronounced as regime. Now, these are used quite often. De novo instead of from the beginning or anew. A priori instead of beforehand, ahead of time, or by definition. Erratum instead of error. Praxis instead of practice. In vivo, in a body, in vitro, in a lab, in silico, in simulation, in situ, in its natural place, instead of, well, those words in parentheses. In toto, instead of in total. De minimis, instead of not much. Sine qua non, instead of necessary. Ne plus ultra, instead of best. Mutatis mutandis, instead of essentially. What is true of undergraduate teaching in England is equally true, mutatis mutandis, of American graduate schools. Ad hoc, instead of as needed or one-off. Slightly related to the much more pretentious Britishism, bespoke for custom, which is being overused by everybody who thinks they're smart. In medias res, instead of in the middle. Cui bono, instead of stands to gain. When investigating a crime, it's important to consider cui bono. Tertiary and quaternary, instead of third and fourth. Don't ask me why secondary is fine, but after that it gets pretentious. From chemistry, activation energy instead of trigger. Titrate, again, instead of adjust. That's what it really means. Annealing rather than refining. I've been annealing that lambda function to make it run faster. Valence instead of characteristic. While there's a veneer of innocence to those home movies, their most powerful valence is not one of innocence, but of self-effacing knowledge. Oh, brother. Multivalent instead of varied. Catalyst instead of driver of change. Limiting reagent instead of gating factor or limiting factor. Most pretentious when used outside of chemistry, the thing that limits how far a system can go, and it all sounds pretentious in the first place. Synthesize instead of make. Catalyze instead of make happen. Yep. And I've heard this being spoke by people in business conversations, and it sounds so absurd. From biology, substrate instead of basis or foundation, phenotype or morphology instead of appearance. That lady has an interesting phenotype, expressed instead of exhibited, from gene expression. He was expressing his mansplaining trait at whole stand-up this morning. Okay. Conserved instead of common, from evolutionary genetics. We found a preference for both cat and dog videos conserved across our entire cohort. Endogenous, exogenous, instead of internal, external. Isomorphic, instead of look-alike. Chiral, instead of moves in clockwise, counterclockwise direction. Cleave, instead of separate. Homology, instead of similarity. From physics, first principles, instead of physics. Dissonant, instead of wrong. Resonate instead of agree. Non-trivial instead of hard. Trivial, normally a fine word, but risks being pretentious when just means something I already know how to do, but maybe other people don't. Reductive instead of oversimplified. Orders of magnitude instead of a lot. Paradigm instead of concept. Just that. Paradigm shift instead of change. Vector, instead of direct, send on a path. I'll vector that report to you. Hysteresis, instead of stickiness. Degenerate, instead of the same. invariant instead of no change, periodic instead of repeating, phase transition instead of significant change in state, decouple instead of separate, decompose instead of separate. Quantum leap in physics, it's the smallest possible leap, such as an electron from one energy level to another. It's now misused to mean any large step. Invoking any physics concept or physicist name, such as Eigen, anything vector value, etc., Schrodinger, anything, cat, wave, equation, etc., Heisenberg, uncertainty principle, Einsteinian, time, space, mass, energy, relativity, etc., Newtonian, Lagrangian, Bohr, Pauli, Fermi, etc. Also, it's cool that you know what a Hamiltonian, Jacobian, and Hessian are, but don't tell us. You mean math. Likewise for Cartesian coordinates and Euclidean space. They both mean regular XYZ coordinates and regular flat space. Use regular instead. Light cone, instead of essentially all, which is what Sam Altman said. And then from computer science, backpropagate instead of influence, high dimensional instead of complicated, map instead of match. That maps to what we were talking about before. Parse instead of understand, regrex instead of parse. Let me parse what you're saying. Graph instead of network, NP hard instead of super hard, compile instead of collate, defrag instead of optimize, unpack instead of explain. That gets used all the time on social media for anyone who's got a long thread. Let me unpack. Enumerate instead of list. Refactor instead of reorganize. Heuristic instead of formula. Also widely misused on social media. High order bit instead of most important thing. Open source instead of publish. Also widely misunderstood and misused. Edge cases or corner cases instead of rare events. Or possibly outliers. Bricked instead of completely broken. Ping. I am guilty of this more than just about anybody I know. Instead of remind or check up on. Algorithm instead of procedure. Core dump instead of summary. Binary choice. A choice with only two options. People think it comes from binary numbers in computers, but it actually comes from decision trees with binary branching. Tractable instead of doable, vector aligned instead of well matched, primitives instead of building blocks, adversarial instead of different, which is really way off, federate instead of split up, haptic instead of tactile, good, bandwidth instead of capacity, impedance matched instead of compatible, mux, multiplex, instead of blend or merge, signal to noise instead of just quality. From general stem, any use of a variable that is a defined term of art in one industry when used outside of that industry, such as delta, change, alpha, excess return in finance, beta, test, etc. From economics, equilibrate instead of reach equilibrium. To be honest, this is pretty actually a great word. It's just a bit fancy. Pareto, verb, instead of 80-20. Or optimize. After we Pareto our marketing, we're going to be rich. That gets used in business methodology all the time, as I said before. Nash equilibrium instead of stable mediocrity. Game theory instead of analyze. GTO game theory optimal instead of optimal. Marginal utility instead of advantage. Moral hazard instead of lack of consequences. Secular instead of lasting, as in secular trends. Same for structural, as in structural change. Adverse selection, instead of spelling it out for those who don't know the term, when one party in a transaction takes advantage of having more information than the other. Collinear, instead of what you probably mean, which is correlated. Okay, positively correlated, if you must. From finance, alpha instead of advantage. Bullish-bearish instead of optimistic-pessimistic. Call option, put option, instead of bet on, bet against. Short, long, also bet on and bet against. NPV, net present value, instead of simply value. EV, expected value, which means the value of something in the future, times its probability of occurring, instead of just value. A particular verbal twitch in effective altruist circles, Sam Bankman-Fried, etc. the less said about, the better. Preserve optionality instead of do nothing. Talk my their book instead of promote my their views. Leverage, use. Arbing instead of arbitraging. From project management, re-baseline, instead of throwing one's assumptions out the window and starting from scratch. Stakeholder, instead of whoever it concerns. Ideate, instead of brainstorm. Trade space, instead of market or range. Steel man, opposite of straw man. Instead of defend, let me steel man the argument for drug legalization. From social sciences, normative instead of usual. Hedonic instead of fun or pleasurable. Ontological instead of conceptual. Salient instead of important. Lend credence instead of agree with. Significantly or instead of more or less. Apropos instead of regarding. Utilize instead of use. Utilize means use for a purpose not normally intended, however. Interrogate instead of explore or probe. Metonym instead of shorthand or slang. Tautological instead of self-evident or repetitious. Canon, canonical instead of truth, fundamental. Dialectic instead of debate or tension. Coterminous instead of adjacent. Problematize instead of make into a problem. Bounded, usually unnecessary, as in American bounded versus just American. Lacuna instead of a gap. Rubric instead of a topic or subject. Such ideas fall naturally under the rubric of postmodernism. Epistemic instead of expert. From sci-fi, grok instead of understand, from Heinlein's 1961 Stranger in a Strange Land. Decloak instead of unveil. That's a Star Trek reference. Red pill, blue pill, black pill, and white pill. All Matrix references derive from red pill as in to embark on a dislocating process and blue pill as to reaffirm the status quo. All the other colors are made up to suit the creator. From military, attributable instead of disposable. Weaponized instead of used against my wishes. Mission creep instead of not on plan. Out of scope, same thing, not on plan. Surface, verb as in submarine rising to the surface instead of reveal. Blast radius instead of area of influence impact. Ballistic instead of angry. Nonlinear instead of crazy, as in he went nonlinear. Ground zero, from nuclear weapons to point in the ground directly underneath an air blast. Misused to mean the center of any effect, so that has become the conventional meaning now. Broken arrow, something that is extremely important or valuable that is lost, damaged beyond repair, or accidentally used. The original meaning was a nuclear weapon that was no longer under control, such as after a bomber crash. DEFCON. This is very interesting to me because I know that this is misused quite often. It's an acronym for Defense Readiness Condition, followed by a whole number value between 5 and 1, with 1 being the most severe, that is, war, and 5 being normal. Most people get this backwards, thinking DEFCON 5 is the worst. Attack surface instead of vulnerabilities. Left of boom, right of boom, instead of before and after an incident. And there you go. Those are some of the most commonly used, pretentious, and misused terms of slang currently being spoken in gay parlance, mainstream slang, corporate speak, and nerd speak. Thanks for listening. See you next time, and as the kiddies say, peace out.